From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of Syrians have fled Aleppo to escape Russian air attacks. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation charity said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, even though Ankara closed its crossing point and it is not clear if anyone would be allowed to enter Turkey. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. Turkey has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the civil war began nearly 5 years ago. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria is occurring as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling Aleppo. The Russian Defense Ministry said its fighter jets had hit 875 targets in Syria this week. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, though, Britain and Sweden see the ruling very differently.
For Julian Assange, it was a moment of vindication. Still fearing arrest, he spoke from inside the Ecuadorian embassy where he has been holed up.
The lawfulness of my detention, or otherwise, is now a matter of settled law.
Sweden, which wants him on allegations of rape, and Britain disagree. The UN ruling is not legally binding, and Britain says Assange was not detained, but sought refuge on his own accord here at Ecuador's embassy. He still faces arrest in Britain, investigation for rape in Sweden, and a grand jury probe in the United States. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
This is VOA News. Brazilian health officials say they have found live samples of the Zika virus in saliva and urine samples. Speaking at a news conference Friday, the president of the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation, Paulo Gadelha, said that casual kissing increases the risk of being infected with the virus. He urged, however, that there should be no anti-kissing policy. Scientists at the Fiocruz Research Institute for Tropical Diseases say they are trying to determine if body fluids can spread Zika to new patients. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. Doctors suspect that Zika is linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab has taken control of the southern Somali town of Marka after African Union forces withdrew. One resident said the insurgent fighters carrying weapons hoisted Al-Shabaab's flag on the coastal town's police station and administrative headquarters. The Al-Shabaab takeover came one day after the Somali army and police stationed there left Marka. It's about 70 kilometers south of Mogadishu. There was no immediate comment from African Union officials. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 151,000 jobs in January. That's lower than the previous couple of months and less than many economists had predicted. Friday's Labor Department report also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%, its lowest level in nearly 8 years. Speaking at the White House, President Barack Obama said that Americans have much to be proud of.
Over the past 2 years, 2014 and 2015, our businesses added more jobs than any time since the 1990s. Most importantly, this progress is finally starting to translate into bigger paychecks. Over the past 6 months, wages have grown at their fastest rate since the crisis.
Government experts say that wages rose 2.5% over the past year, but 7.8 million people remain out of work. Another 6 million who want full-time jobs can only find part-time employment. And the New York Fire Department says that one person was killed and three others were injured when a crane collapsed in Lower Manhattan during the busy morning rush hour. The crane landed across an intersection and stretched about two blocks on top of several parked cars, smashing their roofs. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.